Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
You're listening to Morning Edition on 90.9 WBUR. Good morning. I'm Deborah Becker. In many Massachusetts school districts, late school buses are frustrating parents, students, and school leaders. Local officials say part of the problem is that there are fewer bus companies offering school transportation. In the second part of our series, WBUR's Carrie Young takes us inside the Worcester Public School District, which recently took matters into its own hands.
It's 6 a.m. on a recent Tuesday morning as a silent parade of sleepy teenagers board a school bus bound for Worcester Technical High School. Bus driver Jason Crew, however, is alert and ready to start his hour-long route.
It's going to take a little while. We've got to head all the way up near the airport to start picking kids up.
Crew is driving a brand new bus. It's part of the new fleet the district purchased when it dropped its school bus contractor over the summer after years of delayed drop-offs and communication issues. To the average person, this vehicle looks like a typical school bus, just with an extra shine. But for a longtime bus driver like Crew, the new safety features are pretty cool.
This up here reads all the speed limit signs, all the lines in the roads. If you cross a solid line, this starts buzzing.
Ninth grade Worcester Tech student Phoenix Johnson says she hasn't noticed the electronics, but she has noticed that the bus is more timely this year.
What has the bus riding been like this year?
A lot better than last year, I will say that.
How so?
Last year the bus was late, like every day. I missed most of first period half the time.
This year, Johnson is regularly at school before the morning bell. 10th grader Simon Restrepo appreciates that too. He says being on time has improved his grades in first period.
It's been a very big improvement since years prior, and I really, really like it.
Shifting gears from outsourcing its transportation to running its own fleet was a huge project for Worcester. First, it had to buy about 165 new buses. It also had to hire a lot of new drivers and find space to store and maintain all of the new vehicles. Worcester joins just a handful of other districts in the state, like Brockton, that have taken control of their own bus operations in recent years. But it didn't happen overnight. The effort in Worcester started about 7 years back, when the district started getting fed up with unanswered phone calls and late buses from its contractor, Durham School Services. Here's school committee member Tracy Novick.
Everything from, you know, not telling us when they didn't have enough bus drivers, you know, they wouldn't have enough people staffing phones, they wouldn't answer the phone.
WBUR reached out to Durham School Services several times, but didn't get a response. The Worcester School District paid for their new buses with federal COVID relief funding. As for the operations, school leaders say doing transportation in-house will save about $3.5 million this year, money that's going toward boosting bus driver salaries. The current rate in Worcester is $30 an hour, $6 higher than before. Jason Crew, the bus driver, says he appreciates the higher pay, but the biggest improvement he sees is that there's no more finger-pointing between the district and the contractor when something goes wrong.
Now it's all city. The questions have to be answered here.
Yeah.
You know, for the parents and whatnot. Total difference here, total upgrade to what it was in the past.
Many people in the school community say they're happy that morning pickup is much more timely this year. Afternoon pickup, however, still needs some work. Again, Worcester Tech sophomore Simon Restrepo.
It's been late every day, but I know that administrators are working on that and to improve the scheduling and the routes.
Deputy Superintendent Brian Allen knows there are still problems that need to be ironed out, but he says he's been sharing the lessons he's learned with other districts that are interested in running their own buses too.
I don't think every district can do it themselves because of their size or because of, you know, the hurdles that they may need to overcome, but I think there are some communities that are looking with great interest that will be exploring this.
He says so far, the group that's interested is pretty small. But if the momentum continues, Allen can see the move becoming a trend. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Carrie Young.